live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. And we give you the features for free. So enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. And we might get to some more Halloween leftovers here in a moment. But I want to change gears to William Norman Greig. And it's been a little while since we've shared one of his stories. He's such a great reporter when it comes to covering the police state and the rise of the militarization of the what used to be called peace officers in this country. Did you know that? Law enforcement officers, as they are called today, were formerly called peace officers. And sometimes you'll still find them calling themselves that, but that's not what they do. They don't keep the peace anymore, except sure. on occasions, the occasional opportunity.
The military still calls tanks the cavalry, but...
And they're still called the Department of Defense.
Cavalry?
As well.
Cavalry, yes. So, I mean, you know, they use some old terminology that... But it's just not accurate anymore.
Right. So they've just been getting more and more militaristic over time. And William Norman Greig at LouRockwell.com is one of the, I think, the premier reporters on the rise of the police state. He starts off by saying, a thin blanket of early evening darkness had draped itself across Alex Locklear's home in Maxton, North Carolina, when the armed intruders arrived. Brandishing firearms, the invaders forced several people, including wheelchair-bound Nicholas Locklear and a pregnant woman, to the ground, and then barged in through the rear door, threatening to blow the brains out of anyone who put up a struggle. One woman was so terrified that she fled, tripped over an unseen obstruction, and broke her arm.
Gosh.
The arrival of an unmarked police car with its blue running lights flashing must have provided the victims of the home invasion with a moment's relief. But that relief would have quickly turned to a different flavor of alarm when the victims realized that their assailants were the police, you might have already guessed. Under the pretext of a drug search, the five-man robbery crew ransacked the Locklear home in search of large amounts of cash that could be forfeited, that is, stolen, as alleged drug proceeds. The robbers had to be content with the $200 they found in Alex Locklear's bedroom, which is all they could put their hands on before piling into the police car and pulling away with such reckless haste that the vehicle actually shed one of its front hubcaps. Locklear, who returned shortly after the robbery, reported the crime to the Robeson County Sheriff's Office, giving descriptions of the assailants and their vehicle. Not surprisingly, the sheriff didn't follow up on that lead, because the robbery had been spearheaded by Robeson County Deputy Sheriff Vincent Sinclair, a member of the department's Drug Enforcement Unit. In fact, we had an experience today where the sheriffs were essentially assaulting members of the press in the local courthouse, doing it all on video camera. And when the local police were called, they refused over and over again when pressed. Even when pressed and reasoned with and pleaded with, they refused to even send an officer over to investigate. They just totally protect one another. So the March 14th, 2004 robbery most likely came about because the sheriff's department discovered that Locklear had cashed a large check to pay workers on his 400-acre farm before heading for a motorcycle rally in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And that assault differed only in detail from similar outrages taking place every single day in the purported land of the free. The chances are pretty good that as you read these words, paramilitary attacks, commonly described as no-knock raids, are either being planned or executed somewhere in the United States. Typically carried out by the military units called SWAT or tactical teams, those raids are generally triggered by a tip from a confidential informant, a paid snitch, and subsidized with federal funds, often through the Justice Department's Burn Grant Program. Ironically, those on the receiving end of such authorized assaults are often treated even worse than the victims of the raid on the Locklear home. When property is damaged or innocent people are injured or killed in the course of an authorized home invasion, police can generally expect to be held completely blameless, since any action they perceive as a potential threat supposedly justifies the use of deadly force. We've read story after story of how people have gotten hurt, but also dogs, family dogs have been slaughtered.
The first thing that the SWAT teams do is when they come into a house is they shoot the dog. And I can kind of understand their reasoning behind it. Look, These are police officers. They're the most important people. These are the people we have to protect here. The people that we're breaking in on are bad people. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the warrant in the first place. Bad people make for bad dogs. Bad dogs attack people. Shoot the dog. I understand their thought process in this. However, it happens time and again that they bust into some innocent person's house and shoot their golden retriever.
Witness the case of 22-year-old Houston resident Pedro Oregon Navarro, who was murdered by police, who invaded his family's home in a mistaken no-knock raid. Navarro, who had armed himself with a handgun to deal with belligerent intruders that he didn't know were the police, was shot 12 times.
If you can imagine what it would be like if the SWAT team comes into your home and you've got a handgun ready, by your side to handle intruders, and you don't know it's a SWAT team.
Maybe you just rolled out of bed. Maybe you aren't sure. Maybe you're paranoid. You think there are another band of criminals that are claiming to be the SWAT team.
You're
going to
look like Swiss cheese. What's the solution to this? It's easy. Stop doing SWAT raids.
Absolutely.
Raids should only be used in the case of where you have some violent offender.
Hostage situation.
Yeah, that has people held hostage. At some point or another, he has to come out if he's in there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that they use them is that they want to catch people before they flush drugs down the toilet or whatever it is that they're going to do.
Plus, it's fun. They like it.
They do.
It's a rush for them.
Sure. It's like being in the military, only you really don't have to worry about the enemy.
Yeah, right? For the most part, yeah. On most drug raids, there's not too much to be concerned about. According to the Harris County District Attorney, John B. Holmes, Jr., the violent death of Navarro at the hands of the police was not a crime. Because according to him, quote, "The law doesn't allow anyone to resist arrest, even an illegal one." Meaning an illegal arrest. So you're not allowed to resist, even if they're in the wrong, even if it's clear that they're in the wrong. And that therefore Navarro's murderers had a right to use deadly force if he threatened them.
Can you imagine that this is being said here in the United States? You can't resist an illegal arrest, citizen.
Holmes is a prosecutor, so it's not surprising that he lied about the right to resist an illegal arrest, but his assumption that police have the right to kill anyone who resists is almost universally shared within both law enforcement and the justice system. Apparently, Deputy Sinclair and his gang didn't realize the extent of their official impunity. Had they known that they had the right to kill anyone who resisted their illegal invasion, it's likely that someone would have died at the Locklear home. Like many corrupt police in such circumstances, however, the raiders left a relatively light footprint, most likely out of concern that leaving a corpse or two behind would lead to compromising questions. If their paperwork had been in order, they wouldn't have had to display such restraint. The attack on Alex Locklear's home was just one of scores or hundreds of violent crimes committed by police just in Robeson County, North Carolina, over nearly a decade, beginning in 1995. A federal investigation calling itself Operation Tarnished Badge eventually produced the conviction of some 22 police officers. And Sheriff's Department personnel, Mark, can you pull up Robeson County, North Carolina on Wikipedia and get me the population? Just curious.
Okay.
22 police officers convicted in this federal investigation, as well as Sheriff's Department personnel, including the former sheriff, Glenn Maynard. Deputies assigned to narcotics duty committed a string of crimes, some of them acts of state-sponsored terrorism, such as firebombing homes of suspected drug dealers, or hiring arsonists to burn down the homes of personal enemies. On one occasion, a deputy doused a recalcitrant suspect with lighter fluid and set him on fire. Drug dealers who cooperated were protected from prosecution. One was even given a gun and a police uniform and permitted to take part in a raid. Hundreds of you can't make this stuff up.
Well, now it's gotten so ludicrous that what people are doing is they're saying, "Well, this is just a sheriff gone completely rogue. There's nothing. This isn't like where I live.
Just a few bad apples."
But that's how I would have said, living in Manatee County, Florida.
Where the sheriff's the head drug dealer in the county, allegedly.
It could be, certainly. I've heard that allegation from multiple sources. I don't know that it's true. I can tell you many of those sources were in jail.
I heard it from somebody that claimed to be a family member. And I heard it from other people as well. Anyway, 800-259-9231. There is more to this story. The police state on the rise, and William Norman Grigg has the latest. We'll also bring you whatever you want if you dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. You are allowed to take control of the airwaves.
The population is 125,000.
Okay. Not huge. Not huge. That's for the whole county.
That's the whole county.
22 police officers.
Convicted.
Convicted. All right. More coming up here. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight Defensive Handgun Course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can ring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. and we invite you to enjoy them on us. They include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there for you. Front page of the website. Click, download, they're yours for free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com at SACL CAI.
So we are sharing a story with you from LouRockwell.com's William Norman Grigg, one of the preeminent folks out there that is great at reporting on the rise of the police state. I wish I didn't have to read his reports, but it's true that the government police departments all around this country are full of corruption, and the corruption rises through the ranks. It's a story we've been told again and again. This isn't just Ian and Mark sitting here speculating about things.
Believe me, it took a long time to get me on board with this stuff. I'm a regular old Republican guy, and I always felt like the cops, you know, cops are there to protect us. They're doing their job. It's a difficult job. Everybody's always second-guessing them, blah, blah, blah. That's where I came from. It's a preponderance of evidence that has led me to the conclusion that I'm at today.
It's me knowing people personally who've been abused, and also having met police, former police, who have told me in confidence, and also on this air, on these airwaves, that the corruption rises through the ranks. It's endemic within the system, and it's bad, man. It's not a few bad apples. It's a few good apples, it seems.
And I think we can, you, both you and I can agree that we think that the law enforcement system would be significantly better if we would just stop perpetrating this war on drugs on our friends, our families, and our neighbors.
It'd go a long way, that's for sure. Now, William Norman Grigg at LouRockwell.com is pointing out that the Robeson County, North Carolina Police Department, the Sheriff's Department there, 22 police officers and Sheriff's Department personnel, including the former sheriff, were all busted in a federal investigation called Operation Tarnished Badge. Now, you looked up the population of Robeson County, North Carolina. Turns out it's just over 125,000
people. Just a little under, actually, in 2000.
Now, here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, there's about 100,000 people that live here. And I don't know how many people are in the sheriff's department, but in the county seat in the city of Keene, wherein we do this show, there are probably only 50 people that work in the entire city police department. And that includes all of the bureaucrats that are not on-duty police officers. So you're probably only looking at about 50 people. 22 officers and other bureaucrats is a fairly large percentage of the force. And remember, those are the only ones they could catch. Those are the only ones they busted.
Right, that's the preponderance of evidence is against them, as you can imagine. So the ones that are just on the periphery, they're not going to get busted.
Exactly. So moving on, he says that hundreds of thousands of dollars were stolen from people in under the pretext of drug asset forfeiture. This is in this one county, with much of it skimmed away for personal use without being reported. Because, you know, if you pull over a drug dealer and he's got $5,000 in the trunk, you can take $3,000 and report $2,000. If you never write down that you took $5,000, then there's no way to know how much there was, unless somebody's going to believe the drug dealer when he says, "Hey, wait a minute, I had $5,000 back
there." Why would
he
say it, you know?
Well, maybe he would. I mean, if he's anything to lose at that point.
Sure, if he's convicted.
Right.
But that's a long way away.
Sometimes what they'll do is they'll just take the money and let you go. Then you've got no paperwork. Then there's no paper trail whatsoever.
What would you do?
Right. At that point, then the drug dealer will do nothing. At that point, then he's counting his blessings that he didn't go to a jail cell. For him, I mean, if you're a drug dealer and you can get out of going to jail for $5,000.
It's a heck of a lot cheaper than your lawyer.
Exactly, just for the retainer. So hundreds of thousands of dollars of stuff was stolen from people under the forfeiture laws. A lot of it skimmed away.
And hundreds of thousands is all they got caught for. I can only imagine.
District Attorney Johnson Britt noticed a block of deputies who were living beyond what he assumed to be their means. They bought boats or other expensive recreational vehicles, took cruise ship vacations together, even went in as a group for LASIK eye surgery. If things were running smoothly in the courtroom, all of this might have been acceptable, but Britt was really rankled over having hundreds of drug cases dismissed because of the incompetence and corruption of drug enforcement officers in Robeson County. After all, how could a prosecutor make a name for
himself? So they were playing really, really fast and loose, these guys.
Yep. And after all, how could a prosecutor make a name for himself if his drug cases, the bread and butter of his profession, kept being dismissed? Britt contacted the feds, and soon enough the feds discovered the Robeson drug cops were skimming from the profits of the local forfeiture racket. Presumably, if the cops had been faithfully reporting their haul and content with the kickback the feds provided, or even if their corruption had been contained and relatively modest, the feds wouldn't have intervened. As it happens, however, dozens of Robeson cops and deputies were put on trial for stealing federal funds, meaning that cash was seized at gunpoint from people suspected but not convicted of drug-related offenses. What happened in Robeson County in between the years 1995 and 2002, when the operation began, was hardly exceptional. And there are many other jurisdictions in which, thanks to the federal war on drugs, local police and sheriff's departments have mutated into robber gangs. For several years, Brian Gilbert, sheriff of Iowa's Dallas County, ran a very lucrative theft ring. Dallas County sits astride a very well-traveled stretch of I-80, the country's major east-west interstate. Gilbert and his deputies preyed heavily on people driving late-model SUVs with out-of-state license plates, particularly drivers who appeared to be of Latino extraction. Stopped for alleged traffic infractions, the drivers would be threatened with prosecution for drug-related offenses, such as money laundering, if they were found to be in possession of significant amounts of cash.
And by the way, I think that you would probably find that people of sort of Latino descent are more likely to carry cash on them than they are to trust banks. They just are less likely, I think, from sort of a sociological standpoint, less likely to.
The trouble could be avoided if the driver simply surrendered their vehicles and money to the county. By the way, this goes on, and I don't know if he mentions Manatee County, but you'd mentioned Manatee County earlier, Mark, where you grew up down in Florida. And they were doing this just as of a few years ago. We reported on it.
Yep.
Where they would spot somebody they didn't like, pull them over, and essentially say, well, we've got this here forfeiture form right here. Just happen to have it with us. You just sign this forfeiture form and hand over the keys to your car, and we'll let you walk home.
And all the money that you have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when they would sign the forfeiture form, it would say, I, so-and-so, do hereby waive all my rights to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yep. And
if you sign that at the roller skating rink, it doesn't really have any legal validity. But if you sign it with the sheriff's department, it carries a heck of a lot more weight. Plus, you're likely scared to death to go after it, and lawyers probably won't take your case.
No, they won't. They're scared. I mean, these are the same people we talked earlier that one of these groups were firebombing people's homes they didn't like. What lawyer wants to have his house firebombed?
It's a heck of a lot easier to chase ambulances, you know?
This little scam netted millions of dollars and might still be in operation today if...
It is still in operation in every other county that's doing this.
If Sheriff Gilbert, in his case, hadn't gotten a bit too greedy, he was caught taking home several paper sacks filled with money that had been stolen during a traffic stop. For this act of felonious grand larceny, Gilbert lost his job and was given a suspended 10-year prison sentence, along with 5 years probation, for stealing sacks full of cash
from citizens that entrusted him.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, in this case, it was sacks full of cash from a drug dealer. But whatever. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include things like the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, and among them are Super Freakonomics, Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol, Michael Conley's Dragons, and many more. Patricia Cromwell, I can see right here. You can get many of the major bestsellers right now for free. Well, you would get one of the many of the major bestsellers right now for free by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free book. audiblepodcast.com/FTL is in Free Talk Live.
All right, let's take a break from the police corruption. There is more to the story. It's just more about more corrupt police departments. So we'll share that with you in a moment. But let's go to Dan. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there. Dan has music coming out of his phone, is what I'm being told. I don't think that's a good sign, so maybe we'll put Dan back on hold then. All right, so back to the story from William Norman Grigg at lourockwell.com, telling us about, well, the unending amount of police corruption. I mean, there's no shortage of stories that we can tell you about. It's as every week goes by. In fact, the folks over at the Drug Reform Coordination Network put out a weekly drug reform update where they kind of give you a rundown of all the news from around the world about, you know, what's going on with essentially changing drug laws. And in there, they do talk about police corruption. And week after week, there are at least 3 to 5 different stories that they collect that they put in there. And again, these are just the guys that are getting caught. So we talked about, okay, Dan is ready now. Let's take Dan. Dan in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I told you I'd call you and report how the course went. I actually did the 5-day gun and gear course.
Oh, this is
FrontSight.
FrontSight.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was it? The free gun.
It was pretty amazing. It was really, really, really dense. Be prepared to, I think that the best thing to do, they'll actually send you out these free reports and stuff. That if you do that before you go out there, you'll be able to take more on.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they say, they feed you information like from a fire hose. So
the information is intense, but there is no militaristic kind of mentality.
Well, I mean, they are very adamant about safety, and they're not going to fool around when you've got a loaded weapon.
Well, no, there's a difference between being safe and the having a drill instructor shouting at you.
Here, Reagan!
Yeah.
Well, like I say, that would be the only occasion where they would shout, okay?
If you were doing something unsafe.
If you were about to shoot your leg off and that's reasonable, okay?
Right. I would never want to go to a gun course where they didn't take safety as the number one priority.
Right. Well, the reason I just said that was because in that certain situation, they will scream at you and they tell others, because you actually do some coaching for another person, they tell you, you say, stop, don't mince around when you're, seeing something bad about to happen. But anyways, other than that, no, they're very gentle. They're very, they take their time with you and they, give you a lot of individual, attention.
You felt it was worth it and you'd recommend it to listeners?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Yes. What gun did you pick up? Because at frontsight.com, part of the package deal is not only do you get training, but you also get a free Springfield XD,
Springfield XD.
Yeah.
That's correct. And it's either a 9mm, a 40, or 45. And I decided to go for the 45.
Oh, cool.
So. Yep. And different people seem to have different philosophies on the size of the calibers and all that stuff. And I, whenever you speak to one of them, their idea sounds right.
Well, the way I look at it is that, I'm a fairly big guy. I've got big hands, and whatever the gun, the biggest gun that feels comfortable to you, is likely to be the most effective at what you need it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I, I've heard that before, and it made sense to me. And Mark, I sent you an email that had a link to a David Champion radio show where they actually mentioned me in the radio show about how I did in a certain competition at that.
I saw the email. I have not listened to the show.
All right. Well, they have a head-to-head competition where you get to shoot at metal targets, the first of which is one where there's a little flag around a head torso shaped target, and this little flag represents the head of a hostage taker or a kidnapper, who's about to do some damage to a hostage that they're keeping in front of them.
Right.
And that's the first thing that you have to actually hit, and you're disqualified if you hit the hostage. So I actually, went through and beat everybody on the range.
That's great.
In that competition, and
congratulations.
I'm so glad to hear a personal success story from this. It's the first one first time someone has called in on it. And
everything I've ever heard about FrontSight, and one of the reasons that I was excited to have them as a possible advertiser was, they are known nationwide and I guess worldwide. I've had even somebody from outside the country mention them as one of the premier places that you can go and get handgun training, and it's a great deal that they offer, that the millionaire patriot Ignatius Piazza offers to take his courses. Of course, you have to travel out to Pahrump, Nevada to do it, but
there's some fun stuff out there in Nevada. It sounds like it'd be a great trip.
You can
Well, our casino's right in Pahrump, by the way. And,
Very cool.
We had an RV with us, and we stayed, my son and I and a good woman friend of mine, we all went together and did this. And we used this RV, and there's a place called, Saddle West. And it's a casino, and they have, if you had an RV, it was only $20 a night.
Damn.
For complete hookups and internet.
That's cheap.
That's pretty cool, man. Anything else you wanted to share about your experience?
Well, I do. I do want to, one caveat is you need a lot of ammo.
No, you do need a lot of ammo.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll sell it to you.
And they, you know, I think they're giving a great introductory deal, but they're, you know, they try to make it up in the, you know, in the incidentals. And so if you come with your ammo already,
You save a little money that way?
You save quite a bit of money.
It beats the movie theater, you know? I mean, the movie theater won't let you bring your own popcorn and soda pop in. At least friends will do that for you.
The one near me actually allows me. They hollered at me when I tried to bring beer in. But
that's pretty funny.
Very good, dude.
But anyways, yeah, so you know, for each, you might want up to 1,000 rounds. And I just on my way back, we actually drove there and back. On my way back, I just picked up some at Cabela's, which is, you know, you can do a mail order and get a pretty good deal. But I bought, 45 rounds for a box of 50 for under $20, which was,
I'm glad to hear, cheap. Dan, that it worked out for you. And even on top of that, you even made it into a family event, and that's pretty cool, too. So it wasn't just you going out alone. You actually had some friends going out with you, and that's super. Sounded like a blast, and thanks for the report. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, which, of course, we might as well tell you a little bit about Front Sight. We can do that here in a little bit. But 800-259-9231. frontsight.com. I guess what else do we need to tell you, right?
Well,
pretty much told you.
If you act fast, you get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com.
Yep, and endorsed by Dan in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. He recommends bringing your own ammo to save a little bit of extra cash. 800-259-9231. And bring some money out to the casino, too. It sounds like it'd be a great little vacation and a learning experience all at the same time. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. Corrupt cop stories and more. All on the way. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about startpage.com. You can take the startpage.com 7-day challenge, and you'll probably want to keep using it after 7 days. But for 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com, and they make it easy. There's one of those handy little toolbar start page additions there, right there on the front page of Startpage. Just click the add the start page toolbar thing link.
That's how I use it.
And it makes it easy. Plugs it right there into your browser. All right, startpage.com. As we continue here, William Norman Gregg over at LouRockwell.com telling us about just the unending police corruption. And then there's no point in recapping because it's all so similar. It's just town after town, county after county, corruption just all over the place. Police in Kingsville, Texas have been more disciplined than another sheriff he mentioned earlier, Gilbert and his gang in Iowa. But because that tiny town is located along Highway 77, a route often used by suspected drug couriers, police have been able to confiscate millions in putative drug proceeds, with 80% of what they steal going directly into the city's budget. This is why the exceptionally well-paid police in that town of 25,000 people have tricked out high-performance cop cars and all the latest digital toys. It's important to emphasize the fact that the people from whom this money is stolen have not been convicted of crimes, or even, in most cases, even formally accused of crimes. All that's required is the presence of a large amount of cash coupled with an assertion by self-interested law enforcement officers that there is a suspected nexus to drug activity of some kind. A recent federal court decision entitled, I'm not kidding here, United States of America versus $124,700 in U.S. currency.
they bring a court case against the money. Not the person who had the money in order to prove that they could have, you know, that they have the money illegally or something right. Like that. They just bring the court case against money.
Right.
How is money going to defend itself?
Then the court case held that, in effect, traveling with a large amount of currency offers sufficient probable cause to justify a narcotics-related forfeiture. Once the proper incantations are uttered and the requisite paperwork is filled out in the typical tax feeder's subliterate scrawl, the money itself is found guilty and taken into government custody. I understand. The first time when I saw that, you might be shocked, you might be baffled.
You think that we're lying.
Right. The first time I saw this, and it wasn't, there have been multiple cases like this. United States versus, you know, $7,000, or United States versus however much their agents find. You look at that and you think, this is surreal. Is this really happening? Yeah, it is. Go ahead. Try taking your life savings out of a bank account and try loading it up into your vehicle, and maybe you're going to move from point A to point B, and you just don't want to, for whatever reason. For whatever reason, you want to take your cash with you. That's what happened to, remember the story that there was an older lady that had just been saving her money, like stuffing it under her bed or whatever, had a safe at her house. She never really trusted banks. And so she was literally traveling from one point to another with her life savings. And it was stolen from her in the name of the war on drugs. And that woman is now out of her life savings.
Yeah, you know, and in the name of stopping people from using drugs, this is what we've got. People being relieved of their cash.
Now then, police and prosecutors in Tenaha, Texas. That one should ring a bell.
Yes.
A town in Shelby County bordering Louisiana have added some innovative wrinkles to the familiar forfeiture racket. A current federal lawsuit describes how Tenaha police have refined to a science the practice of targeting motorists, generally racial and ethnic minorities and those in their company, for unjustified traffic stops during which they are questioned as to whether they have money or valuables and then subjected to illegal searches. Should money or items of value be found, the motorist and passengers are then placed under arrest for money laundering or drug-related charges, and then given an ultimatum: sign away their property or face prosecution.
Right. So what do you do if you're a minority and you're already probably a little scared of dealing with the police, and they say, do you have any money on you? Well, you're going to say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
If you say yes, they're going to take it from you, charge you with money laundering, and tell you that if you sign this piece of paper, you can you can go your merry way, but you won't have your money. Or you can say no, in which case they throw your car, find the money, and then you sign the piece of paper, and the same thing happens.
And maybe they'll just take your car.
That too.
You might get
away with your car if you just give them the money.
This form of extortion robbery is particularly effective when the victim's carrying an abnormal but relatively small amount of cash, let's say less than $5,000, that wouldn't be enough to compensate for the hassle and expense of mounting a legal defense. In one of the cases described in the lawsuit, an individual named Danny Green, who works as an investigator for the Shelby County Prosecutor's Office, threatened to kidnap a couple's children if they didn't sign a document surrendering about $6,000 in cash. George Bowers, the superannuated mayor of Tenaha, insists that the seizures are just a fad, not because of a compelling law enforcement need, but because his municipal government needs the money. Oh, well, then, why not? Why bother trying to...
This is the reason that he gives.
Yep.
his reason isn't that he's doing what's lawful or justified or best for America or his town or whatever. He's doing it because they need the money.
To understand the depth of the why bother trying to cultivate a local economy when there are innocent motorists to shake down? To understand the depth of cynical corruption that exists in Shelby County, consider the reaction of District Attorney Linda Russell to the lawsuit. She sought official permission to use forfeited funds to defend herself from charges that she had illegally confiscated those same funds. Follow that?
Yes. If she wants stolen money to protect herself from a lawsuit for stealing money.
If this kind of thing were taking place only in isolated, one-stoplight, speed-trap towns like Tenaha, places where the local government is the malodorous residue at the very bottom of the shallow gene pool, it would be disgusting but avoidable. But this kind of outright larceny under the color of law is underway wherever the feds have fomented an official crime spree in the name of the war on drugs. We really shouldn't perceive the war on drugs in metaphorical terms. It's an actual war, albeit one that targets individual liberties rather than illicit commerce. And thanks to this war, innocent people are frequently terrorized by military assaults on their homes and injured or even killed without legal consequence. It's because of this war that travelers have a fully justified fear of being illegally detained and robbed at gunpoint by people in government-issued costumes. That home front war inspired exceptions to the posse comitatus law to permit the hands-on involvement of the military in domestic law enforcement. Even more alarming is the fact that it led directly to the federalization and militarization of law enforcement. which means that the police themselves are, in effect, an army of occupation right now. The state of affairs suggests a vitally important mission for the movement called Oath Keepers, an association of retired and active duty law enforcement and military personnel who define their allegiance in terms of fidelity to the Constitution rather than loyalty or obedience to political officials. And he goes on in the story to encourage the Oath Keepers to actually stand up and refuse to obey illegal orders such as, you know, enforcing the war on drugs. How many of the Oath Keepers are actually doing that is another question, but Will Gregg is encouraging them to find the cojones to do more than just, you know, claim that they're going to swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, because many of them are very, very keen on, for instance, not enforcing, like, a gun confiscation, but they have no problem going around confiscating drugs from people. You need to get your principles straight, guys, and start doing the right thing, because what's happening out there is, it's just absolutely despicable. Today, right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, and myself, and a handful of other activists, were attempting to attend a court trial. Now, Sam had been, we'd been to the prior court trial. This one had been put off. It had been, extended due to a judge having a conflict of interest. So this was the second day. And the first day, Sam was allowed to have his camera in the court. Nobody made any bones about the fact that he brought his camera in, set it up, was very, you know, professional about it. Today, all of a sudden, cameras are banned from within the courtroom. Today, the bailiffs kicked Sam out of the courtroom, and then they called, and then when Sam went into the antechamber, if you will, or the airlock, whatever you want to call it, there's an outer pair of doors, and there's an inner pair of doors, and there's a little area in between the two. Well, Sam had been kicked out of the courtroom, so he decided to come into the little airlock area and shoot through the window of the doors. So he wasn't technically in the courtroom, he was in the little entry zone. And they got all pissy about that, and they called the sheriffs up there. And three sheriffs came up first, and then another sheriff came up, and then finally a fifth sheriff came up. And they were doing all kinds of awful things. And I'll be posting the video to Free Keen here tonight from my BlackBerry that I was able to record of much of this madness, where they were holding the doors shut to the courtroom, so even people that weren't members of the media, just regular folk, could not access the supposedly public courtroom, because they didn't want the chance of Sam to, like, run in with his $25,000 camera that he had.
Might get broken.
Yeah. So they were doing all kinds of crazy things, but actually got the cops to admit. One of them claimed he never swore an oath to the Constitution. I don't know if he was just effing around when he said that. But one of the other ones just admitted that it's his job to follow the orders of the man in the robe, not to obey the Constitution.
Screw the Constitution. I got a judge to follow.
Got it all on video. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.